John, Quincy Carter, is this really a guy that the Cowboys see something special in, or could they be prepared for a season a la Troy's first year in 1989, 0-11?
I think right now what you're seeing is that they're kind of admitting that this is going to be a season that's going to be a little bit troubled, just from the standpoint, you know, Tony Banks was good as far as his past history, but really Quincy Carter is a guy that maybe runs the ball a little bit better, and you heard Dave Campo's comment that they're going to try to run the ball, which really means they want to try to keep their defense off the field because it's not that good of a defense, and also try to make it easy for Quincy Carter instead of passing the ball. So I guess what you could say, it's an admission, even though they won't use the words, that this is a rebuilding process, and the rebuilding with Quincy Carter, and that may not mean a lot of wins.
So we may see a Cowboys offensive philosophy change. May we also see somebody else coming in to step in a quarterback there, perhaps a Cade McNown?
Well, it's funny because Jerry Jones was adamant about saying, we have nothing in the works right now, but what they are doing is that they're kind of reevaluating as time goes on. So at the moment, they're going to go with Alexander Wright as the backup, Prince Sawyer as the third quarterback, but maybe in 2 or 3 weeks they will reevaluate, because again, this is a team right now that doesn't have any cap room, and if they can find somebody cheap, they'll do it. That means no Cade McNown, but I think that as it stands, they'll go in with Quincy Carter, but say 2-3 weeks from now, we'll see.
What are we going to see in the future of Tony Banks, John?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have to think that Tony will find a job, but it may not be in the next couple weeks, because Tony comes out very damaged in this situation. Tony comes out as a quarterback, and at least the word's starting to leak out of here. Well, he was not as attentive, he wasn't as enthusiastic, because they want the enthusiasm from the quarterback, and maybe he missed a few meetings along the way. He certainly missed some time in the offseason program. So Tony will find a job, because there's jobs out there, but at the moment, I think he's going to sit for a couple weeks.